Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're continuing on in our discussion of Shlichusayhu and the exact gather of Shlichusayhu. So yesterday we talked about the fundamentals of the sugya, the Gemara Gittin, Daf Peches, and you know the Rambam against the Kasha of the Ramach. The Ramach says, I understand, you know, for Ardos and Alvos, you don't like have any kind of fundamental need for, you know, Musmachin, as long as they're competent people, they're going to be Rivisviri. We tried to explain that for the Rambam, there are two different issues. So one issue is the competence of the individual. The other is the status of the Beis Din, right? The Rambam says, you know, for there to be a Beis Din, obviously it has to, you know, emerge from the Sanhedrin Gedola, and, you know, they're the ones who create that entire structure. And so if it really can't extend, you know, to Chutz Laaretz, right, unless somehow they were Nismach and Eretz Yisrael, which isn't the case that we're talking about here, so they need some other mechanism that can legitimate the functioning of the Beis Din, so that mechanism is called Shlichusayhu. So now we get into some more of the pratim of, you know, what exactly does this work for? We obviously were mechalik between Gzelos v'Chavalos and Hodos and Halvaos, but the truth of the matter is that there's, you know, a much greater distinction than that. And that is, I'll just, you know, first give the introduction. Generally speaking, you need two criteria to be met. It has to be a milsa de shchichi, it has to be something which is common, it also has to be davar sheish bo chesron kis, is something where people are going to lose out. So, you know, these two criterion are very clear when you look at them in tandem. That we're looking at is at a kind of a modus vivendi. What we need is a way to move forward. We can't have halachic paralysis in chutz laaretz. So things that are A, common, and B, you know, going to impact people deleteriously in terms of their finances. So for that, we'll allow the dayanim chutz laaretz. You know, the Rambam will tell you through the mechanism of Shlichusayhu Kavdinan to adjudicate those cases. So the Rambam writes here, this halacha test, in Dan Bezin Shal Chutz Laaretz, al Dvarim Mitzuyin Tamid, v'yesh ben Chesron Kis, kigon Hodaos Halvaos Mazik Mamun Chavir, al Dvarim She'en Mitzuyin, af b'yesh ben Chesron Kis, things that are rare, so we're not going to allow the Bezin of Chutz Laaretz to handle them, kigon Behema Shechavla B'chaverta, right, every few months you read on the news, right, like, you know, an animal attack, you know, another animal. Dvarim ha-mitsuyin, aval in mem chasron kis, or even things that are common, but there's not really any great need to handle them because there's nobody really lost out. If you go in tashlum echefel, right, the idea, and people steal, so you should have to do tashlum echefel, but, you know, if you have restitution, that should be good enough. Ein danin oso dayani chutz laaretz. V'chein kol knasu shekantzu chachamim, any particular knas that Chachamim came up with, so that, you know, you can't do in Chutz Laaretz. For example, Tokeh l'chaveru v'soteres chaveru v'chayotzi v'hen, you know, you damage somebody's ear and or you smack somebody. How do we handle these people? V'chayotzi v'hen and govino san dayani Chutz Laaretz. So the question about other forms of knasos, meaning things that aren't based on the knasos of Chazal, so that actually can be done in Chutz Laaretz, but they can't, you know, assume the power of knasos that's typically reserved for dayanim hamusmachin. V'chol mishalim chatzin nezek and govino so dayani Chutz Laaretz, right? The chatzin nezek should also be perceived generally as a knas. Chutz mechatzin nezek tzroros, except in the case of tzroros, mineshu mamon veno knas. Okay. So the Kesef Mishnah here comments about, you know, like sort of two famous exceptions. Not really exceptions if you want to be precise about it, but it's not a, you know, davar shebimamon, where you have the criterion of chesur and kis, and it's shchichi, or tamid, to use the language of the Rambam, and those are gittin, which is actually the case that we saw, that Abaye saw Rav Yosef was come asa gite, that was the Gemara gittin that we talked about yesterday, and giur, that this has to be done in Chutz Laaretz as well, both of these institutions, and the Kesef Mishnah writes about it in the name of the Ran, giur in particular, is that it's a kal vachomer. Right, you know, if you say that there's a need, there's a modus vivendi, we need to find a way forward for our people in the financial sector. You know, we don't want people losing out, you know, every Monday and Thursday. So kal vachomer, we can't allow a woman to be an aguna, and kal vachomer, we can't allow, you know, for geirim who want to find their way into Klal Yisrael, legitimate geirim, people are prepared to be mekabel kol ha-Torah kula, so we're not allowed to keep them on the outside. You know, so again, this is you know, a communal responsibility that devolves on the Beis Din. So you know, that has many implications, including, you know, some of the issues that have been on the table recently. You know, sort of like a shutting down giur. Right, that was not an option here, right? Kesef Mishnah, again, in the name of the Ran, says you can't just, you know, shut down giur. We need to have a modus vivendi in Chutz Laaretz, and that means that we're going to ensure that there are batei din in chutz aretz, as there are, who are capable of handling chol in yonei agiyor, lahachnas adam tachas kanfei hashchina, adif mimamona.